Okay, I'm done.
Good done.
Thanks, folks, for tuning in to another episode of the Banff Podcast. With me today is Mr. John Post. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining us. We also have Mr. Joe Bardalis of the Just Add Heroes blog. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing well.
Thanks for joining us. And we have the legend, the artist, Mr. Adrian Smith from the UK.
Hello. I've never been called a legend before. Thank you. That's very good.
Well, I'm drinking a bit, so it's...
Okay, that's all right, then.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
I'm starting with whiskey, Joe. I don't have anything to worry about.
Oh, good. Yeah, you should start. That's where you should start.
Nope, any slow ramp up. I'll go straight to, you know, fully inebriated. So, and we've convened here today to do a quick demo session for Icons. We're going to be highlighting a product of Joe's, actually, called this is Golden Age Chilling Action 2, which features a couple of public domain characters, Daredevil, but not that Daredevil, and The Claw. These guys are public domain characters from the Golden Age of comics, and what you guys are doing there, this is you and Dan Hauser putting this together. It's kind of like a little battle scene, right? Like you got a setting and two characters and kind of an adventure hook. Is that basically?
Yeah, it's basically we present a hero and a villain from the Golden Age that were popular back in the 40s. They're in the public domain, and we stick in a little extended adventure hook. We call it a battle scene because a few encounters in it, some ideas. The game master can expand on it if they want. There's usually like a map or something that you can look at too. And in this one, we feature the Claw's skull-shaped Tibetan monastery, which was his classic lair in the Daredevil comics back then, from Leb Gleason comics. Yeah. So that's what we're going to be running tonight, is a little entrance into that thing.
Okay.
And we've got a nice collection of characters here.
All right, and just, I guess I'll start off because I'm a talkative guy. Daredevil I'm playing is not Matt Murdock. His name is Bart Hill, and he's, I don't want to say he's in the Captain America mold, but, he's kind of an Axis fighting superhero acrobatics master with, I'm guessing explosive boomerangs, because it's a Blast 8. That seems pretty powerful for a boomerang. And Hate Crime has a sidekick. Sidekicks is a bunch of little kids called Little White Guys. And connections with the military. He's a millionaire playboy. So he's kind of halfway between Batman and Captain America, I would say.
Yes, you can definitely see that he was influenced by a lot of those. A lot of the comics back then, they shared a lot of the things that were popular and tried to bring him into their own characters when people did other things.
And if you stop by Just Add Heroes, blogspot.com, search for Daredevil, there's a nice little write-up on him that gives some useful tidbits from his career, including a panel where he is shaking hands with the Silver Streak right in front of Winston Churchill himself. So, anyway, that's who I'm playing tonight. John, tell the listeners about who you're playing.
I'm playing Darkness. He is a character from my own campaign who's been published in one of the Icons collections and will be published again in Justice Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
He is a teenager with some budding magical powers who, not surprisingly, control darkness, shadow, and he can take on shadow form, become ephemeral, and he has some fear control.
Cool, cool. And Mr. Adrian Smith, tell us about the guy you're playing.
The character I'm playing is a character called Jetman, which I created for this podcast alone. He's supposed to be like the Rocketeer and Lobster Johnson. Effectively, he's a guy with a jetpack, twins Colt 45s, keep it simple, taking down meeting justice on crime and all them dirty Nazi traitors and stuff. So. Yeah, that's pretty much his job. So, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to assume, since we're back in Golden Age, maybe the U.S. government put us together as a crack team to investigate something nefarious the Claw was doing, or maybe
they certainly have. The United States Navy recently intercepted a communique between the Claw and the Emperor of Japan, where the Japanese have offered to pay the Claw a fortune in gold bullion if he uses his his tunneling device to tunnel underneath the Pacific Ocean and invade Los Angeles. They want you guys to go in there to his hidden monastery in Tibet, his skull-shaped monastery, and stop him before he even gets started. So that's why they put you guys together.
Ah, that, I'm trying to think of something to say that sounds like it came from the 40s. Anybody else got something?
Gee Willikers.
Yeah.
Gee Willikers. Those Axis guys are mean. We should... I got a plane. We should fly over there and do this now. Transition scene. You see the 1940s plane making a red line across the Pacific as we head to... Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Okay, I'm sorry. Back over to you, Joe.
All right, we're going to drop you in Tibet, then. We're going to drop you right there. You're about a quarter mile away from the Claws Monastery. You can see it. It's a giant skull carved into the rock on this mountain. You're about a quarter mile away. You can see there are several entrance points. There appears to be a giant metal door or a huge door in the mouth area. It appears you could also probably get in through... what would have been the skull's nasal passages, or as well as the eye sockets. So there you are in Tibet. What do you want to do?
Well, do we want to approach this stealthily, or do we want to just go in all guns a blazing through the front door?
Adrian, what's your character's name?
And my character's name is Jetman.
Jetman, what do you say?
Well, yeah. Full front assault is my best plan, but considering my jetpack makes an incredibly annoying noise, I think me and stealth don't mix, so yeah. Depends. What's everyone's movement powers, or what can everyone do? Can we actually get in? Have we got stealth on our side, or are we...
I'm stealthy like the night. Dark, I'm stealthy like the night, but I can also, you know, throw down in a fisticuffs if need be.
I have a boomerang.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a boomerang 8.
Yeah.
It's one hell of a boomerang, but yeah, I think Well, go ahead.
Pretty much make it to anywhere as long as I get shot down the course on the way.
Yeah. Well, well, hey, you know what?
Let's just go in the eyes and work our way down.
Fortune favors the bold. Let's storm into the eye sockets and work down.
Sounds good.
I got my boomerang at the ready.
All right. Well, you have a jetpack, Jetman, so if you wanted to fly up to the eye sockets, you could.
Yep.
Everyone else would have to climb up the face of the face of the skull. So,
what's my strength of 3 allow me to actually lift anybody, or...
Let's see, it takes, strength 4 is a, I think lifting 4 is a full-size man, so I'm going to say
right.
No on that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe you could scout ahead while me and Darkness creep up behind you.
Okay. I will right. distract them with my little jetpack noisy kind of, like the V2 rockets used to make that kind of zzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz noise. That's the kind of noise my jetpack makes, so if anyone hears that, they're bound to know it's me.
Alright,
I'll do a quick dip around the top of the skull and see what I can spot.
Alright, so if you don't enter the eye socket just yet and you go around, you see inside the eye sockets you see two Japanese Zero planes parked. And it's, other than that, you really can't see that well in there. So, now if you guys are going to do, if you guys are going to climb up the face to the eye sockets, there's also an entrance point through the nose as well, with the front door sealed. If you climb up to the nose socket, it's, you just have to pass a climb test. But if you have to get either a major, or a moderate or a major... Blah, 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 blah. What am I saying here? Sorry, I'm reading that wrong. This is hard to do when you can't look people in the face. I've never done a recorded... this is my first time doing this, so everyone be kind. I've never done that. It's really hard when you can't look at people in the face.
It's all good, Joe. Take a breath, man.
Yeah, okay. Cool. So if you guys with the moderate success, you can get into the nose sockets on a climb. But with the if you want to attempt the eye sockets, you got to get a major access with the climb, and that's
the nose actually where the normal access would be.
There's nothing
lower. It's all from the nose sockets, and the jets are coming out of the eyes.
Yes, exactly.
Right,
exactly. Yeah, there's a door. There's a big, huge door in the mouth, but the entrance ways where it's open into the thing are higher up. Yeah.
Okay.
So why don't we make coordination tests for Daredevil and for Darkness.
Okay. Darkness has a 5.
What?
Darkness has a 4 plus a 1 on the die.
Okay, so that's a 5. And what's your coordination again? I got it right here, but...
It's 4.
4. Okay, so you get a 5, so you succeed in... That's a moderate success. So you succeed in getting to the nose level.
All right.
And let's try it now for Daredevil.
Coordination 6. Okay. Coordination is 6. I rolled a 6 on the positive and negative die. So then it takes me back to just coordination 6 with my result.
All right, so you guys both make it up to the nasal entrance. Now, you're still in the air, Jetman, so if you wanted to come down, you could enter through that way.
I will come down rather than going off on my own and risking alerting anybody up the top. I'll come down and meet him kind of at the nose entrance, yeah.
All right, so you guys enter through the nose entrance, and you picked well because it's sort of an observation deck that he uses, but at the time, right now, it's completely empty. It's a big cavernous area. You see that there's stairs up, presumably to the eye level, and there also appears to be some stairs down that you can take that would probably, presumably, into the entranceway through the mouth. So, it's up to you.
Darkness will go into his living shadow form and send self ahead to see what's what.
Okay, does he want to go up or down?
I'll go up first.
Okay, so you enter into the upper area, and you see two Japanese pilots. They have just delivered the first down payment on the gold bullion from the Emperor of Japan to the Claw. Their planes are parked there. They appear to be just getting their planes ready to take off. They've done their bit, and they're just kind of hanging out there. They're unaware of you guys' entrance.
Are there any other people up there other than the two pilots?
Only the two pilots.
All right, I will go back down and tell Daredevil and Jetman, we've got 2-0 pilots upstairs. We need to take them out before they get away.
Join, let's do it.
All right. Okay, so you guys are going to... I'm going to have you guys charge upstairs then, and I'll have you... Since they are completely unaware of your presence, I'll have you guys take your panels first. How does that sound?
Great.
All right. Awesome.
So, Jetman, you want to go first? Since you're going to be the loud one anyway?
Can do. No problem. Right, okay. I'm using 1 Colt 45 so I can still control my jetpack on my little controls on my chest. So I will take a shot. So what do I need to roll? Coordination and 2d6, yeah? Okay, mine's got coordination of 4, and I got a positive 2 and a negative of 4, so I've got a total of 2.
Total of 2. So, you, I see how I wrote this. I forgot I had the... Let me just pull this up quick. I have the stocks in the stock characters. Sorry, just got to pull up my icons. PDF, sorry. I didn't plan this out very well. Sorry. Basically, they have the same stats as the soldiers in the icons core rulebook under the stock characters. So you hit, and he's going to try to beat you with the coordination of 3. You got a 2, so you miss. You miss hitting the soldier.
Okay. Uh-oh. Course 45 goes off. Okay, missed that. All right. Go.
Darkness, you want to go next?
Yeah, sure. Darkness leaps in and tries to give a karate chop to one of these guys.
All right. We got, so that's a bash, right?
Yes, just a bash.
Yeah, but you mm-hmm. also have, you also have...
I have martial arts of
martial
one
arts.
And prowess of five.
Okay, so why don't you roll me a result?
All right, my result is negative two, so we're off to a good start, which is a net four.
Net four. Okay, so these guys have a coordination of three. So you do hit, but it's a moderate success. So you do your attack damage, which would be your strength, I believe. Plus, it's your strength or your strength plus your martial arts. I forget what it is now. Your strength of
my strength is four, so it would be 4 points.
Okay, so you have 4 points. All right, and the first guy here has a stamina of seven, so you have knocked him down to 3 points. So we have one hit at three. Okay. And now the Japanese soldiers have katanas, and they're going to go... I know, right?
Of course they do.
So we're going to hit with that, and those do slashing damage five. But what he's going to do is he has a coordination of three, so we're going to match that against did Daredevil? Did you take your turn?
Not yet, no.
Oh, so why don't we do that first then?
Okay.
Do Daredevil's turn. I'm sorry.
It's hard when
you can't see the people around the table and go boom, boom, boom.
It's all right,
man. Get used to
that.
Cool.
I roll a positive five, a negative four, so I got a positive one on the dice. My coordination is six. That makes seven, plus my weapons master, so that's plus three, so I have ten. I'm throwing the blast device eight, the boomerang.
Okay. So you have hit your guy, and with your blast device eight, that's your damage, and you have not only... you have wiped out his seven stamina, so he is unconscious on the ground. Bam. So one guy is down. All right, so the guy that's left is going to... He's going to take his katana, and he's going to go for the guy nearest to him, which will be... Darkness, because Jetman is in the air, sort of, and you threw your... boomerang from the distance. So he's gonna hit. He's gonna go with his. He's gonna go with his.
Flash.
Yeah, he's got slashing damage five, but he has a coordination of three. So
the
he's
coordination
going,
or prowess.
For the handheld weapons would be prowess. Yeah, that's correct. Not shooting
okay.
weapons. That's four. Great. So you need to beat the four.
I did. I have a
yes.
plus one on the die and a six on prowess plus martial arts.
All right. So well, since he's the only one left, you guys get to go. Do you want to try to finish him off there, Jetman? He's only got like three stamina left.
I'll give it a try. Right. I've just realized I've also got the gun skill as well, so I get plus one to my roll. So. That gives me, minus one anyway, so I get a four in total.
All right.
For my coordination check.
And his coordination is three, so you hit him again.
Okay, and my blasting damage from the twin colts is four.
Boom, so you take him out because he only had three stamina left. So you've taken care of two zeros. And you've got, sitting up there, you got two Japanese zeros ready to go, fully loaded with gas. So if you need them, they're there. All right. So do we want to move on into the Skull Monastery further?
Yes, indeed. Villainy must be thwarted.
Any sign of where the actual gold was moved from these back of these planes? Is there like any drag marks or anything that can give us some direction, or is it completely empty and no sign of anything?
There's no sign of any of the gold. It's out, it's been delivered. They were prepping for leaving, so it has been delivered.
All right, well, okay. Let's get downstairs and get that gold.
That's great.
All right. So you go back down, you go back into the observation chamber where the nose was. There's a stairs down, it looks like into the main hall or the entrance hall at least, where the door was that comes in through the mouth. So if you want to go down there, what you see is the claw has several of his cultists here. He has four of them. There are four of the claw's cultist minions guarding the area, and they too, because of the thickness of the rock, were unaware of the battle you just had above. So you guys get to go first again. We've got four cultists again. I'm going to be using the cultist stock character from the Icon's core rules for that. So who wants to go first and taking these four guys out?
I don't have any area effect thing, so all I can do is take out one person at a time. But Darkness will try to exert emotion control over whoever appears to be in charge.
Okay. So, emotion control, he's going to try that against, and then he rolls that against his
awareness.
Awareness. Okay, well, these cultists have an awareness of three, so...
Okay, so unless I roll very poorly, which I did not, I have an effective six.
Okay.
So he is filled with terror and he flees her powers.
Okay, so he flees. All right. So you're down to he runs down the stairs into a lower level that you haven't been into yet. He flees in terror. So there's three guys left.
Hey, can I spend a determination to make the boomerang into a kind of an area effect? So I'm going to try to ricochet it off all three of their heads.
That sounds like a really cool idea. Why don't we do that? Yeah.
Okay, so I will be down from, I got five determination, going down to four.
Down to four.
I'm rolling my positive D6, I get a five. Roll my negative D6, I get a four. So total result there is plus one. Coordination is six. Weapons master is three. So it's 9, 10 is the full result there.
All right. So you hit everybody there. We're going to, with the blast effect, your damage would be 8 that you would do on each of them. And since they all had stamina 5, they are all out, down to 0, knocked unconscious, with 0 stamina. So,
nice shot, Daredevil.
Thank you, Doctor.
There you go. You have moved on. Now, these were just guards. They were really poorly armed anyway. So, and there were only 4 of them up there. So apparently... there isn't a lot of people watching up top, so something must be going on with the claw and his minions further on down. Do you wish to head further into the claw's skull-shaped monastery?
I think we should stop here, maybe have a picnic, maybe give some back rubs. Feeling? No,
that could work.
Let's keep on going. I'm sorry. There's ability to be fought. The access must be thwarted. Sorry. Darkness, you want to take points since you're.
I'll go to Shadow Form and stealth ahead, see if there's any ambushes waiting for us.
All right, so you go down to the next level, deeper into the monastery, going subterranean. And basically there's no one down here but some slaves cleaning. The claw has many enslaved individuals. They don't look as... they certainly don't look as intimidating as the four guards you just saw who weren't that intimidating. And or the Japanese Zeros. They're unarmed. They're just sort of in a cleaning capacity.
Right.
There's only two of them.
Well, are they bound in any way, or are they just...
They appear to be under some sort of mental control.
Ah.
Yeah. And just
right.
Kind of... their lives don't look happy. They're not even cultists. They're slaves.
All right, I'll wish them well and stealth past them.
Okay, if you go down to the next level, you see that there's a patrol of at least two people. Now this area seems to be a little more developed. This is sort of a living area for the cultists. So there doesn't appear to be a lot of activity going on down here. You see maybe two guys just kind of keeping a patrol. They're walking through. It appears to be like quarters for the cultists in the in the facility, but it appears that it can hold a lot of people, but they're not there. So it appears empty.
I'll self back up and report to Jetman and Daredevil that we've got a patrol down here on the next level.
Okay.
Okay, right. So everyone do this. Do you want to go blaze in, or should we take the cultist robes and sneak in? That's all the cool thing.
that sounds really cool. I like that.
Okay, are those robes going to sufficiently disguise your jetpack there, Jetman?
Well, maybe if I hunch slightly, it won't be so bad.
What hump?
Yeah, what
hump?
Well, I'm game. Let's do it, fellas.
I'll stay at the back and keep my back to everybody. Or my front to everybody, even, so they don't see my back.
All right, so you guys are now disguised as cultists, and you're in your hooded maroon robes, and you head down to the level below the main entranceway there, where Jetman at first saw the slaves. And they look up at you, but they don't make eye contact. They obviously cower in front of the cultists, so they look like they're working a little harder with their mopping and cleaning. On that area. If you go down one more level, you're on the cultist living quarters area. And as you get there, you're wearing your robes, and the two guys that look like they're patrolling the whole empty living area stop you and go, "Why aren't you down below? The claw has summoned us all."
Because we're here to punch you in the face.
Yeah. Good answer. All right. So they have challenged you, and you have now challenged them back. So it's two cultists again. Once again, there's the stock characters from the
icons.
The icons core rules. All right. So we want to throw down with them. Who wants to take the first shot? That was Darkness who said that, wasn't
it? Darkness will give them a good Swiss kick in there behind. Ooh, he's got a positive roll. Isn't that great? Seven.
Seven. All right. So that is good enough to do seven damage on a. That is good enough to hit a cultist to do damage. Your damage was five. Damn, man, that's good enough to take him out. Yeah, because he's just a
minion.
So he's down. You got one guy down, and you got one more left. Boom.
Jetman, what's to the honors?
Okay, right, so I am making a premise roll of premise of 4, my positive dice is 2, my negative dice is 4, so I lose 2 off, so I get a 2 for my hit punch.
Oh, okay, so this cultist coordination is, prowess is 3, so you just miss him.
Okay, right.
And we...
Daredevil, are you going to finish him off?
I'll pick up the spare.
Now that is a definite Golden Age plus line here.
So
why don't you take back that determination point you spent earlier?
Thank you, sir.
That really added to the game. That's how this game is played. So we're gonna do it.
So I'm rolling my positive D6. I got a 5. Negative D6. Got a 2. Total on the dice of 3, and I got 6 for coordination, 3 plus weapons master, so that's 9 plus 3, 12.
Boom, yep, you take this guy out too. So you've taken care of the two henchmen on this floor. Now, this whole area has a lot of
fear is coming boomerang. Sorry.
A lot of room. There appears that there's probably a lot of people that live in this area, but they're not here. If you guys kind of look around, you'll see that there are ways, there are stairways going down to another level below this. So if you want to move on further, or if you want to scout it out like you've been doing beforehand to see what's down there, you may want to do that. And you're still disguised as cultists, so.
Oh, well, we're disguised as cultists, so we don't need to hide anymore, right? It's
a
pervious disguise.
Yeah, you can just head right on down if you want.
There's no way they could not be fooled by our cunning disguise. So I feel like
they're quite cunning. They're quite cunning. And as you get down into the next level, you see a giant cavern. I mean, this is a natural cavern, completely full of earth. It is filled with about 100 cultists and some of the slaves. And at the center of everything is the Claw, who is talking about his plans to invade Los Angeles, to drill through the earth with his rock boring machine that travels under the Pacific to invade Los Angeles. So it's basically like, I don't know, it's like a big convention. He's getting everybody getting ready, but nobody seems to notice you coming in because you look just like everyone else. So if you walk around the hall, you'll see that there's a stairs cut in the rock going down further. The Claw is right up front, but there's like hundreds of cultists between him and you. There's a giant pit of lava in the middle of the room, of course. It's sort of like a burning pyre. But there is further down, if this is not a battle you're quite ready to take yet, there's about 100 cultists, and there is the Claw in this room, speaking his feet against America and all that we stand for.
I'll whisper
and our great ally across the pond, Great Britain.
I'll whisper to Daredevil and Jetman that maybe we should take out the drilling machine before we deal with the Claw. We don't want him to escape in the anarchy that would be us wading through his hundreds of minions.
That's a smart call, my shadowy friend.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. So you guys...
throw my atomic boomerang at it.
Yep. We're going to take you guys... We're going to take you down through the little spiral stairs cut through, and you're going to come into another layer... another level. And this area looks like he's got a whole bunch of stuff here. There's all kinds of storage, and all kinds of storage rooms and laboratories, and this is where everything that the Claw does happens down here. But in the center of it all, you've got you find the subterranean tunnel vehicle, which is a which I have got to write up with the new I got to do a revision and rewrite these eventually with the new chase rules and vehicle rules from the new Fading Goat Justice Wheels line.
Justice Wheels available RPG now for $1.50, or you can get the first one for merely 50 cents, folks.
Yeah, because those rules are great. I think if I had had them when I was writing this, I would have definitely used them for the tunneling vehicle. Well, anyway, you've got this giant thing in the middle of the room. This is what the Claw used to invade New York a couple years ago when Daredevil first stopped him. This thing has the power to tunnel underneath the Earth's surface quite rapidly, and it could go anywhere in the world where he needs it to be, and then he can appear. And he's planning, as you know, to use it now to head under the Pacific and invade Los Angeles, take the United States out of the war in the Pacific, and it would definitely put a damper on things in World War II. So there it is right in front of you, this thing that you've heard about, and it's pretty big. It's got a strength and stamina of 8, but nobody seems to be guarding it right now. So you have several options here. You can destroy it. You can... take it for a drive. Whatever
you could
like.
Drive it away, yeah.
You could drive it away. So
I vote that we steal this and take it back to the Allied Eggheads so they can reverse engineer it.
Create a super highway under the Atlantic to funnel American troops to the war in Europe.
Heck yeah, lend lease. Keeping Britain free.
That sounds like a cool plan. So you guys are able to start this thing up, but it makes a lot of noise. Oh, boy, does it make a lot of noise. I mean, this thing's going to be able to tunnel from rock. So it alerts the people above, and none other than the Claw, who is wondering who is jumping the gun on his great plan. So the Claw appears before you, and he is very angry when he sees that you have done this. He's like, "What are you foolish minions doing? Why are you starting this now? We are still preparing. The Japanese have only given us a partial payment. We need to make our plans before we invade. Why are you starting this now?" So,
it's time for the 30,000-mile oil change, sir. Well, get this right back to you with the new car smell as well. Sorry, I amused myself. Forgive me.
We're requisitioning this for the Allies. There's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, well, stand back. Okay, so, we have here... Boom. Sorry. Sorry, my computer just froze up on me. 1 second. He's ruining the drama of the moment. The computer.
Hey guys, can I ask a quick question while we're considering strategies for this fight?
Yeah.
Is there a reason we start running over the claw in his own machine?
Well, I was thinking that myself, to be honest.
I don't know if that's in the Golden Age theme, but
Darth
goes for it.
Can we ask how many minions the Claw has backing up his play here?
Oh, he can only get so many down the stairs at a time. So let's just say it's the Claw himself with about 10 of his minions.
Okay,
to get down, because otherwise they would be they're trampling each other trying to get through, so they can't get down. There's just so many of them in the room. Well, that only you could get down.
Who can drive this? I've got pilot, but not drive. I'm Darkness. I'm guessing that you're probably the wheelman of this team.
I can drive a motorcycle. I can surely drive this.
They're basically the same thing, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty similar.
Well, I tell you what, fellas, if you want to make a getaway, I will make a heroic stand here and hold off the Claw and his cronies as long as I can.
My plan that we drill through the rock and set off the active volcano that is bound to be buried below this thing to close the entire base. That's what I say.
Wouldn't that be a suicide mission?
It's within a drilling machine. It's got to be able to survive lava, but it goes underground.
I like the way you think there.
It must be able to.
All right. So, you guys want to do that while I'm holding off the Claw, or
I want a chance to take a swing at the Claw. I didn't come all this way to bat not to get one punch in.
All right. So, sorry, you were saying, Joe? All
right. I think that's a great plan that you guys have come up with. I think you should drive this thing away and take it to the Allies. I'm sure that I'm sure that. That it can't be too stable for the ground underneath. If you guys were to just kind of cut out of there and not go straight down, say, you could probably, if you were to just kind of cut through and out the side of the mountain, you could probably destabilize the place a little bit. But the claw obviously stands in your way. So while you guys are trying to start the thing, we're going to have Daredevil and anyone else, because, you know, he's going to be trying to protect his machine. So, while you guys are getting ready with that, I'm going to have, why don't we have the Claw? He's going to try to throw his alteration ray at which causes shrinking at Daredevil. So,
boy, there's so many jokes I'm not making right now. I'm sorry.
he's going to shrink you down, the Claw. So, why don't we have you roll a blast, I guess. Why don't we have you roll a coordination test, Daredevil, and try to beat the alteration ray, shrinking ray of 7.
Can I do several backflips to get away and add in my acrobatics master?
You certainly may.
Okay. So, my positive die on the D6 is a 3. My negative die is a 6. Give me a -6 on my die roll. And let's see, coordination was 6 minus 3, that's 3, plus acrobatics master at 3, so I have a total of 6.
All right, so you have managed to have been shrunk down by, you are now about 10 inches tall by the alteration ray. You missed it by 1.
Versus Claw!
So,
get him, fellas!
You guys are a pest.
Alright, Darkness is going to try to get in to use his fear ray or fear control against the Claw.
Alright. So your number, your let's see, here it is. Your fear control is
7, I believe.
7. Yeah, sorry.
That's all right. So, and I rolled okay. a positive 3 on the die, so that's a 10. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good because he was going to be using his willpower of his willpower of 8. But he also has a mental resistance master, so that gives him at least 10 to protect himself. So that unfortunately does not work on the claw. He is a master of the mind.
Yes, I've got bad news, guys. That was pretty close to my best shot. It bounced off of him.
Jeff, man, it's up to you. Avenge me. Okay, August. I'm going to try and still start this vehicle at the time and kind of looking out the window thinking, okay, this is not going quite to plan. So I will still try and get the vehicle going now while keeping
right.
eyes out for any sneaky minions sneaking up the access port ladders and stuff.
Why don't we have Jetman make an intellect test of 6 against his intellect of 6 to see if he can get this thing started and moving.
Okay,
right.
You can do it, Jetman.
I have a mechanics expert and electronics expert as well. So
I think you should add that in. You
yeah.
certainly may use them.
Do you have a text phrase or a quality you could throw some determination in?
No, my quality... Oh, scientist and mechanic for my identity is my scientist and mechanic at a research lab, so that's technically what I do as a day job.
So throw that in, and let's
okay.
hit.
Right, here we go. Oh. Great. A 1 on the positive, a 3 on the negative, so that is minus 2. I have an intellect of 6, so that's 4. Plus 2 for mechanics is 6, plus 1
you
for determination is 7.
This thing is started up and it starts to move. You've got it going. So you're pointed right at the claw. Do you wish to continue driving forward?
I will floor it to see if
you're
I can get
it. Floor it. All right. Now, before that it reaches him, the claw gets one chance to go again. His minions are cowering in fear around you because they just think you're crazy going up against the claw because he is like huge and stuff. So you don't have to worry about them. But this is the big shot. But the claw is going to take one more shot here because you know he is the master of all evil in the world, and he is going to try to use his. Once again, he's going to try to use his alteration shrinking ray on the machine that you are currently driving. Now, this thing has a thing of 8. It has a strength of 8, but his shrinking ray is only a 7. So I'm going to say that it doesn't work. It bounces off and hits his minions, who are now the size of Daredevil.
Have empty. Okay. Little G.I. Joe's fighting around it, brother.
You got little G.I. Joe's you can have fighting around. So you're okay. So you guys are up again, Daredevil. Do you want to try to punch out with your magic boomerang? You want to try to take out some of these little mini G.I. Joe's with your little mini boomerang?
Can I? Do I still have this? Is this still a blast rate attack?
Yes, it is. You're just everything. It's kind of like halflings. If two halflings fight, you ignore all the penalties.
What happens if I throw it at? What happens if I throw it at the claw?
That's a good question. It's quite tiny now, so I would say that the effect, because he's a much larger creature. He's even much larger than human size. But he's got a growth of 10. Currently, I'd say he's hanging out in about 10 feet. Tall size, so
it's like throwing a firecracker at him.
It would be like throwing a firecracker, but you know what? Why don't we do a half damage on it, but see if we can hit him. But do half damage. How does
okay,
that sound?
Fair enough. So let's roll. Going over the WOTC die roller. First roll is my let's say positive. That's 3. Second roll is negative. That's a 4. So negative 1. Weapons master adds 3. Coordination is 6. That's 9. 8 on that attack.
Boom. Well, he has a stamina of 14, so his strength. You did damage of. You hit.
Yeah.
Your damage would be 8, but we're knocking that down to 4 because it's a half size thing. But he's got a strength of 6. So what am I doing here? Oh, so compare Wait, your damage to his strength. Oh wait, no. No, you do four damage to him.
Yeah.
You do four damage. Yeah. Okay. God, I was jumping ahead to a like you got a whatchamacallit, a slam or a stun. Sorry.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, okay. Sorry. So yeah, so that takes him down from 14 stamina to 10 stamina. Not enough to take him out, but we still got Jetman driving the thing, and we got Darkness who is still available to try something. Darkness, why don't you try something now against the Claw? He obviously
my mental powers didn't do much, so I'm gonna have to go up the old fashioned roundhouse. I have a prowess of 5 plus 1 for martial arts, 6 plus positive 3 on the die roll gives me a 9.
Well, you hit him with, and he has a prowess of 6. So you make contact with the roundhouse as well on the Claw. Your strength is, where did I put your character sheet?
Strength is 4, but I have martial arts, so I don't know if that adds 1 to the damage or not.
I think it does. Yeah, it does. So you got 5 damage. Bam. So you hit the Claw with a 5 in damage, and he is now down to 5 stamina. You guys are doing pretty good. Now, we also finally have Jetman here, who is he's got a truck, a giant tunneling device, a boring device, headed straight for the Claw. Do you wish to drive into the Claw, sir? With your
if I can do so without endangering Darkness, then we will attempt it. If I'm going to that as well, I'll have to avoid him. And just
everybody is out of the way.
Okay, I will go for it then.
Jump out of the way, so...
I can turn to shadow form, don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right, you do that as a reaction. You can turn to shadow form as he comes puffing through your shadow with the point of this drilling device. And let's roll, because the device has a stamina and strength of 8 and a coordination of 6. So why don't we roll... coordination to hit the Claw of 6. So why don't you roll, since you're driving, why don't you roll your coordination and add, or why don't you roll a modifier and add it to the coordination of the vehicle of 6. How does that sound for hitting the Claw?
Cool. Right, so I got a positive roll of 3 and a negative roll of 3, so that gives me 0. So that would be a 6, wouldn't it?
6, yes. But we should probably add some modifiers to that, because this is a pretty big thing, don't you think? I'm going to say it's with the size of this thing and coming straight at him, because it's sort of like a rushing attack. We're going to add a couple points in. So you just hit him with his coordination of 8. So this thing is going to do about 8 damage to the Claw, and he has 5. He has 5 stamina left, so he is knocked on his ass. You have democracy. The Claw is down, and you have the tunneling device. Once the Claw falls, all of his minions start to panic. His slaves are all of a sudden free now that he's unconscious of his mental control, and they come and welcome you as heroes. And they begin to take on the slaves. Begin to take on the cultists, the loyal cultists, while helping you. In the meantime, the shrinking ray wears off, so Daredevil returns to normal size, and you guys are sitting victorious on top of your tunneling device with the Claw unconscious at your feet, in a striking blow for the Allies and democracy.
USA! USA!
Yay!
All right, well done. Sorry, that was a little awkward. I've never played, like, I've done online games, but they're sort of like you kind of play by post. But I've never done it where I'm not looking at people, so it was kind of weird. But that was a fun experience. Yeah, I think I could get better at it.
We should do it again sometime. It could be.
I hope so.
Yeah. Thanks for running, Joe.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Now, John, you had mentioned we were talking on Facebook about this Roll20 thing. I just started looking at that this weekend, and I signed up for an account. So I'd really like to try that because I think that could really enhance the game.
I signed up last week for it when John mentioned it as well. It looked really good, yeah.
It looks really cool because I think it would be a little easier, too, to manage things, too.
If you take the time to set everything up in advance, I've played a couple of things on it, and if you set it up in advance, you know, you can have the figures for the characters so people know where they are, and you can put things on the website or on the desktop, like whose turn it is, and so, you know, it just makes things a little more organized because you're all sharing the same information at the same time.
Yeah, it looks like a really cool thing. So we're giving a plug out to roll20.net.
Oh, cool. I'll check that out. I think I might have tried that.
It's fantastic.
I think I tried that for a Bash demo maybe a year ago. That was pretty cool. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, guys, we're about out of time. Adrian, thanks for coming. I know it's pretty late over there.
No problem.
And Joe, thanks a lot for running. We should do this again sometime.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for having me.
And, hey, John, while you're here, we should probably pimp that adventure you recently published for Adamant.
No Laughing Matter.
Yeah, John is the author of one of the most recently released adventures for Icons, No Laughing Matter from Adam Entertainment, featuring an evil clown, and those are always fun to fight.
Yes, and Wheels of Justice Wheel, has also put out a couple of has put out one clown-related product, August Anarch, and is based on the art I have seen is getting ready to put out another one. So I think that combining those two with No Laughing Matter would make for some good fun. I can't wait to see the next one out.
Yeah, it's almost much like punching Nazis or cultists. Punching Nazis. It's just good fun for the whole family, really.
Exactly.
So, all right, folks. Well, hey, this has been another fun-packed episode of the Banff Podcast. Thanks for your time, and we will catch you next week. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
You guys are hilarious. All right.